Today we're talking about saying no to expensive weddings and setting money boundaries for big life events.
This is such a heavy topic for so many of us right now. You get that beautiful thick envelope in the mail. You're thrilled for your friend, but your stomach just drops.
Exactly, because you know what's coming. Celebrating our friends has turned into a massive financial burden. Between rising venue costs and social expectations, it's just too much.
It really has. I mean, consider the destination bachelor parties, the flights, the hotels, and the gifts. It feels like you need a second job just to be a good friend.
And the numbers back that up. Couples are facing massive price tags right now. They're spending an average of $35,000 on their weddings.
That's huge. So because the couple is paying so much, they pass some of that cost onto us?
Yes, that massive financial weight shifts right onto the guests. The average guest expects to spend about $610 per event.
That honestly sounds a little low to me. I feel like I'm bleeding money every single wedding season.
Well, that's just the average. If you have to fly, that jumps to nearly $1,700.
And let me guess, being in the actual wedding party is even worse?
Much worse. If your friend is having a destination wedding, bridesmaids regularly spend between $3,000 and $5,000.
That's literally more than my monthly rent. How are young professionals even affording this?
Honestly, a lot of them aren't affording it at all. About 2 in 5 Americans actually go into debt just to attend weddings. They're just putting it all on credit cards.
I totally get why, though. You don't want to be the one friend missing out on the group trip. The FOMO is so real when everyone is happily splitting a massive Airbnb.
It's real, but going into debt for someone else's party damages your own financial health. You can't be a present friend if you're quietly panicking about your credit card bill.
That's completely fair. But it's not just weddings causing this stress. Group trips and birthday weekends are getting completely out of hand, too.
Absolutely. And those trips are actually destroying the friendships they're supposed to celebrate. A recent survey found that 54% of friend fallouts on trips are triggered by money disagreements.
Wow, so trying to keep up and be a good friend can actually ruin the friendship permanently.
It can. 16% of people reported the permanent loss of a friendship over financial disputes while traveling.
That's a wild statistic. But it makes total sense. If you're stressed about overspending, you build up deep resentment.
Exactly. That's why you have to put your own financial stability first. You need a solid emergency fund, not a weekend of overpriced cocktails.
I hear you, but saying no is incredibly hard. I always worry I'm going to deeply offend the bride or look like a terrible friend.
Behavioral research actually proves that fear is overblown. We systematically overestimate how upset our friends will be if we say no.
Really? So they aren't going to hold a grudge forever?
Most people are dealing with their own money stress. They completely understand when someone else has to sit an event out.
So how do you actually say no without making it incredibly awkward? Do I need to explain my whole budget to them?
No, keep it simple and firm. Don't over-explain or make up elaborate excuses. Just say an out-of-town trip isn't in your budget this year.
Just like that? I feel like I'd want to apologize a million times and explain my student loans.
Don't apologize profusely. State your boundary kindly. Say you're thrilled for them and offer to celebrate locally over dinner once things settle down.
I like that approach. It shows you still care without spending $2,000. What about a group vacation that's just getting too pricey?
Just say the estimated costs are higher than you can comfortably spend right now. Tell them you have to sit this one out, but to take lots of photos.
That makes sense. The sooner you say it, the better. It gives them time to fix their headcount and you don't string them along.
Right. And declining an expensive invitation doesn't mean you have to stop celebrating your friends. You can still send a thoughtful gift off their registry.
That's true. Spending $75 on nice mixing bowls is way better than going into debt for a flight to Mexico.
Add a heartfelt card to it. People keep thoughtful cards long after the wedding cake is gone.
Honestly, I'd love that. You can also offer to host a low-key brunch in your city. Friendship is built in those small moments, not just expensive photo ops.
That's spot on. You have to secure your own financial safety net first. If a medical emergency happens, the friends whose wedding you funded won't pay your rent.
That's a harsh truth, but I really needed to hear it. It's about putting your own economic oxygen mask on first.
Look at your calendar for the next 12 months. Decide right now on a hard dollar limit for your social travel and event spending for the year.
And if a trip pushes me past that limit, I'm drafting that polite message today to say, I can't make it.
That's the perfect takeaway. Protect your budget and your friendships by setting clear limits. For more tips on setting boundaries, check out geldzak.com.